שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתוך ספר זוהר לעם, כרך י"ב, אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים.
We're reading from the Zohar for all, volume 12. We're going to read selected parts from Love of Friends. You can ask questions at Kab.tv, and selected questions will be live. Again, it's page 52 in volume 12, Love of Friends. Tears of Love. It's item 52. When a corporeal person fills with compassion and love over one's friend, he sheds tears. For it extends from the above-mentioned root of the spiritual tears. Since anything spiritual that occurs in the upper ones strikes and finds a branch in the corporeal creations. This is so because the upper light kicks and strikes the masach, screen, to breach its boundary, since the upper light always extends only from Ein Sof, above the world of Tzimtzum, restriction, where no boundary is discerned. Also, the upper light craves and longs to expand in the lower one. As it is written, the Creator craved to dwell in the lower ones. We also learn divinity in the lower ones, a high need. Hence, he kicks and strikes the boundary in the Masach to be drawn below its boundary, and the Masach repels it as Or Chozer, reflected light. And in the meantime, tears fell outside. These tears come out of compassion and love for the lower one. Hence, in the corporeal branch too, the tears are always emitted when one's heart is moved with love and compassion for one's friend. Yet, spiritual tears do not vanish as do corporeal ones.
What's the difference between corporeal tears and spiritual tears? Can you explain it? Let's try. By the way, we're always crying. You know, tears keep coming out all the time, and they wash the eyes, then they go back into the body. Well, what's the difference between corporeal tears and spiritual tears? He says the spiritual tears aren't lost, do not vanish. So what happens to them? Well, come on, go. Spiritual tears is probably upon somebody. Corporeal tears is probably upon myself, right? And keep going.
The corporeal tears are when I cry over myself. Indeed, what's with me? What's happening to me? And the spiritual tears are the things that don't go, that are not lost. Those requests that I collected over time for the friends, for the sorrow of divinity. Those requests that to some extent were aimed at giving contentment. Requests that are outside of myself. They are not lost.
The corporeal tears are usually on efforts that I did, and I have some kind of sorrow. And from this I feel that spiritual tears are like a result of something I did for the friends, a person that comes out of himself and works for the friends.
Yeah, corporeal tears, obviously, are tears about oneself, about whatever he's lacking, missing. He doesn't have the force of bestowal for himself.
spiritual tears are when he feels that he can't hold the friends on the path. He can't be the guarantor for them. He can't pray for them. That he can't constantly be in that, and that he is taking away from them the oxygen that they need every moment, and that hurts him.
The corporeal tears are really for me, as much as I'm lacking, how poor I am, miserable, that I want everything to end, and those are also the tears that come out of the body and they just disappear because they have no answer. But the spiritual tears are like a fountain, a spiritual fountain that like this fountain that has an endless pump that just fills.
Continue with the Zohar. Revealing the secrets only among friends. 475. Rabbi Shimon said, indeed, they were not punished. It is only that since the secrets have been revealed among them so much, they were sentenced to exile among the friends in Babel and to learn their ways, and the secrets will be covered among them. This is so because the secrets will be revealed only among us. For the Creator concurred with us, and the matters will be revealed through us. 476. The Creator is destined to declare His sons, as it is written, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily.
What does it mean that the secrets are revealed only between the friends? What kind of secret? What is a secret? What has to be revealed? Please.
I think that the secret is the kli, the vessel, to discover the kli which is hidden from the external eyes. That's it.
In our world, the secret is the quality of bestow that we don't feel and can discover. And if we're able to discover it, so we'll discover the secret. And it is revealed only in the secret, in the connection between us.
Yeah, the secret is that thing which is hidden from us, which is really that quality of bestow. And there's no room for it to be revealed except among us.
The secret is the connection that is really defined as that law of bestow that is revealed between the friends. And the passage from the individual when he exits himself towards the friends with tendency to bestow to them.
Secrets might be the correction of the desires, the correction of the system of connections between us, where the upper one is revealed in the system of connection between us each time on new degrees. These are the secrets, all in all. We discover the Creator between us on new degrees.
He also says here that it's he who is happy in his friends, that he has to be joyful with his friends in order to discover the Creator between them.
The upper force appears in the connection between us. There's only light and kli. When we learn to bestow to one another, then that force dresses in us. Continuing with the Zohar. Brothers and friends, happy are those who engage in Torah lishma, for her sake, because they truly connect to the Creator, and they are called brothers and friends, as it says, for my brothers and for my friends, I shall speak peace in thee.
Rav, so now is the question, what's the connection between Torah Lishma and her sake, and connecting to the Creator?
Torah Lishma, what is Lishma? For her sake, for the sake of the Torah, or for his name, his sake, so we connect with him and discover the quality of his soul. If I discover the quality of his soul, I discover the Creator, because he is the quality of his soul.
Or in other words, it's that I've reached that frequency called Lishma, tardier frequency of bestow, that in that frequency I can discover him.
The Creator is the Torah. It's the form in which it is possible to engage between the brothers and friends in order to discover the connection between us, the quality of bestow between us.
Dealing in Torah Lishma is determining that the connections between us will be for bestowing contentment to the Upper One. That he will be revealed in that desire to come out of oneself and bestow.
The moment we reach a state of brothers and friends, which is a very special place of opening of the heart and a very sensitive and powerful place, at that moment we are doing Torah Lishma, and then we connect.
How can you understand this sentence? For my brothers and friends, I will speak peace upon you. What, we use the Creator for the friends? For my brothers and friends, I will speak peace towards you. If not for my friends, I wouldn't turn for him. What? That's what they mean? Well, what's this mean? Come on, quick.
What it seems to me is that actually my request for my brothers and for my friends comes from him. That is, I am speaking for them, asking for them, for my brothers and for my friends, and really for him. I also think that all in all, it depends on how I perceive you, my friends, as representatives of the Creator, or it's an inner thing of each one of us, that we don't see the inner image of the friends. Here we have the freedom of choice, how to see the friends. So if we see them, if we ascribe it to the Creator, then it becomes the same thing. It's in the same direction, the friends and the Creator. It is an obligation to reveal the secrets of the Torah to the friends. Item 709. Moses said, these words are hidden and need to be opened for the friends. For one who closes before them the secrets of the Torah paints them. For the wicked, the lights of the secrets become darkness. This is like concealed money. For one who digs until he finds it, and it is not his, it turns in his mind into darkness and gloom. But for the one that it is his, it shines. This is the reason why one should reveal the hidden secrets of Torah to the friends. Rav, how does that happen? Well, what? You want to read it twice. Sure, I agree with that. Moses said, these words are unclear, hidden, and need to be interpreted for the friends. For one who closes before them the secrets of the Torah paints them. For the wicked, the lights of the secrets become darkness. This is like concealed money. For one who digs until he finds it, and it is not his, he turns in his mind into darkness and gloom. But for the one that it is his, it shines. This is the reason why one should reveal the hidden secrets of Torah to the friends. Rav, what are the secrets of the Torah that you should be disclosed to the friends, and in what way do we disclose it to them? Sounds like we're turning around the same point. What are the secrets of the Torah? Secrets of the Torah means to discover the quality of bestowal. To disclose to them is to ask for them. To ask that they will discover, that they will acquire the quality of bestowal, that the light will work on them. To constantly be in a request for the friends. And in addition, it's to give the greatness of the quality of bestowal all the time. To put it as some sort of a treasure which is between us, that we can discover between us, and this treasure only belongs to the friends. I have nothing to do with it. I can only give it to them all the time.
There's different degrees in this, but let's say for us it's to constantly show the friends how the goal is important and great, to give them the forces to convince them to go against all of the chances, also externally, and mainly internally, to pray for them, that in them the Creator will be revealed, and so on.
Actually, he says here that one who discovers this secret and doesn't pass it on, doesn't share with it, he actually sees darkness. He doesn't manage to see the light. You can also see this with respect to the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. If we will keep it for ourselves, it's not going to help at all. We won't do anything with it.
And we have to think how to help a friend to reach the quality of bestowal, because only in that quality can see this gift is light and not darkness.
Rav, maybe what happens to us is that indeed none of us can discover these secrets, the qualities of bestowal and whatever happens in them. How rather each one can reveal it to the others. You don't think that's how it is? Try to think about it. No one can discover anything for himself, only to others. Think about how it happens according to our scheme.
Actually, that's interesting, because if I'm only busy in giving, so that quality of bestowal can only be revealed when I'm giving. Receiving is always to myself, so like if I take for myself, everything's okay. But the quality of bestowal is always giving to someone.
The request for others, that's in a persistent, stubborn way, because that's the only action that can in the end take you, bring you out of yourself. And the fact that everyone is asking for everyone else, in the end, everyone is going through this filter, and then this new I is created, which is revealed. Before that, it's just vessels of reception.
I'm the only one who exists, is he who asks for his friends. And that brand new me can reveal inside. But my current me doesn't reveal anything. Can only support that creation and growth of that new term called that new vessel.
It is like similar to the tears. Where do they go to? Because the whole issue is about how much I'm included in deficiencies which are outside of myself. in those deficiencies are all the secrets, because when a person asks and prays for his friend, he's actually included in his deficiency. And the light that passes through the one who is asking, who is just serving as a passageway, so in him are these secrets are revealed. Simply by being included in deficiencies which are outside of himself.
It's... Rav, okay, let's continue reading. But think about this. Nobody can receive directly, but only others can fulfill the other. We live in a way that each one becomes the source of the abundance for the other, the source of revelation, and not that a person can draw anything for himself, only for the others. Right? That's why we have this reading, this saying to discover the secrets of the Torah to the friends, because that's the only action we can do. And in that, if we're in that force of Ovut, so obviously we become one vessel. And there's much more about this, but it's good we touch this. Please.
A brother sitting together from war to brotherly love. 65. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brothers to also sit together. These are the friends as they sit together and are not separated from each other.
So first of all, they sit together and never separate. Sitting means katnut, vak. And even when they're in katnut, in smallness, they're not separated from one another.
At first, they seem like people at war.
Then, the next state is revealed to them, right?
At first, they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. Then they return to being in brotherly love. The Creator says about them, behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. The word also comes to include the Shekhinah, divinity, with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their words, and he has contentment, and he delights with them. As it is written, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him. 66. And you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before, henceforth you will also not part until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. And by your merit, there will be peace in the world, as it is written, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say, let peace be in you.
Rav, if the brothers sit together, first they discover war, then above that, that new vessel, which is peace, wholeness, perfection, specifically through that passage, that transition, the Creator is joyful. That in that transition, he can be clothed in them, reveal himself. Yes. Yes, quickly, come on. Who has a microphone?
In the beginning, war appears, and we said that the war is...
Under the condition that they're sitting together, that they're close to one another, that they want to unite with one another, until no limits. And then, it is revealed to them as much as they hate each other, that they want to kill each other. meeting the aviut, the coarseness of the next degree, is revealed.
Yes, but in the internality of a man, it's always against his reason. What we said before, that there's the war of the Greek and there's the war of the Maccabim. And each moment I establish myself in such a way that towards the friends my reason appears and I have to cancel it. So, what is the beginning of this work? What is the first step?
Beginning of the work, the first step is that they all come as small in katnut, in vak. They sit. Sitting means katnut, smallness. Gadlut is standing, meaning they are a low degree, that I don't take my mind or brain into consideration, nothing. I just want to sit with them and connect. And then, when I fight in order to connect with them while in katnut, the uncorrected gadlut, greatness, is revealed. That's the ego, the hatred, the separation, the rejection is revealed. Specifically, because of our preparation, that we prepare to be small and equal only in order to unite, then the opposite is revealed, that force of hatred. If we continue working on it together, even though that hatred is revealed, meaning that we can overcome in faith above reason, above that hatred, still connect, justify each other, then we reach a state that we reach love. And then the Creator can be revealed in the connection between us. And He says, oh, how great and pleasant for our brothers to sit together.
Love of friends. 54. All those friends who do not love each other depart the world before their time. All the friends in Rashbi's time had love of soul and love of spirit among them. This is why in his generation the secrets of the Torah were revealed. Rabbi Shimon would say, all the friends who do not love each other cause themselves to stray from the right path. Moreover, they blemish the Torah, since there is love, brotherhood, and truth in the Torah. Abraham loved Isaac. Isaac loved Abraham, and they were embraced. And they both gripped Jacob with love and brotherhood, and were giving their spirits in one another. The friends should be like them, and not blemish them. For if love is lacking in them, they will blemish their value above, that is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which are Chagat.
Meaning the connection must be on all the degrees, but at least in the level of Nefesh Ruach. Well, is there a short question? Yeah, please. Microphone.
Hello, everyone. I didn't understand regarding the hatred. I was here a few times, 3-4 times. I never felt hatred. I actually felt the other thing around, connection between friends, love. I didn't understand this thing about hatred.
We haven't reached hatred yet. It's still before us. This desire to receive is revealed that we have to correct. If it's in small desires, oh, you fight a bit. If we are already in these high spiritual degrees, so every time we discover a new will to receive in a much more stronger, bigger way, and then it's really hatred. It all depends on how high the person is. The great people in spirituality, that are high in spirituality, they have to rise to a higher degree, so hatred is revealed. It's against the vessels of receiving, against the vessels of bestowing. It's, you know, So you don't really get along. Nah, it's all right. Like with children. That's how we have to see that. Hatred is before us. And we're going to... What do we have here?
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.